Yes. Hi, Nitik with Angel.
Yes, it's me.
Oh, yeah. Hi there, Angel. This is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash Company. Yeah, if you remember, we talked 2 months ago in December. How are you doing today, by the way?
Very good, thank you.
Okay, good to hear. Yeah, Angel, if you remember, we talked a couple months, you know, regarding Google advertising.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're going to be again.
I'll tell you about I have the Angie company right now working. Yeah, but like I told you, I have to kind of finish with these guys, and then after I finish my contract with those guys, I give a call back to you. So I still a couple months more, two months more, and then after that, I go to cut out my contract with those guys, and I go to start working with you guys. And also, I save all the information you send me and my phone number and everything, and I have your number too. So when I'll be ready, and I believe me, I'll give you a call.
Okay, I understand. I'll take note of that, Angel. Thank you so much for, you know, now giving me what's going on. And may I ask, Angel, like, how is it with Angie's now with you, like, for the past few months?
Yeah, I talked to with those guys, you know, because I don't receive too many trades. And also those guys kind of turn them up and give you, those guys give me more and more kind of trades now. Because I tell those guys, anyway, I got to terminate my contract with you guys because I don't feel like you help me out a lot, especially getting more customers and stuff like that, you know. So, okay, let me fix this for you and blah, blah, blah. And we're talking for a long, long time. And those guys tried to keep me kind of on the contract, you know, but I pay you too much for these guys. And then, like, I tell those guys, okay, if you're fixing something, I got to figure out if I can continue with you guys or not, you know. So those guys, I know, offer me something, but I don't think it's going to give me a long time to continue doing the same way, you know, because normally those guys, after I get some customers and stuff like that, it goes to slow down again. you know how it was, especially the platforms, and sometimes those guys put you on top of the list and take them all and put it on the bottom, you know. So it's kind of those things, you know. I understand people that has to, all the contractors and stuff like that, it has to go up and out, you know. But sometimes those guys don't care much about the customers, the ones I pay a lot for these guys, you know. So at least because those guys could put me on the top to the list, so that way the customers call me, you know, and get the trace from the Angie.
Okay, so basically, I mean, did you say like in a couple of months you're ending your contract with them?
Yes, a couple months more and I end the company. Because I tried to cut out the contract, but those guys don't let me do it after my contract is done. Because I signed them out the contract, so, you know, when you sign them out something, you have to kind of finish it, and otherwise those guys are still charging for nothing, you know?
Okay, I understand you, Angel. So by April, you know, February today, I mean March, April.
Pretty much by April, end of the April, is going to finish my contract with those guys. And I talked about my daughter, you know, because we like to talk with you more to, because she's running the on the office lady. So she's the one, she's going to help me out with all the kind of estimates and everything. And then we had to take the time to talk with you about what kind of offer and, you know, to kind of figure it out, you know.
Yeah.
You hear it? Let me put a little bit here on the phone. See, no, you talked with him. This is the guy I told you. The offer that we're doing for Angie.
Hi, Craig. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike. Sorry. I just hope my dad, like, take care of his customers and set up all his, you know, his appointments business-wise and taxes and all that crazy stuff. So I did want to talk to you in the future. Not just yet, just because I did try to cancel his contract with Angie beforehand, because, you know, there's always strings attached to it. He has to pay a certain amount for them to cancel it fully. So it was better for us to just finish the contract and then have somebody, you know, have someone of interest that we have, which he did mention you. Because I had other companies in mind, too, that I was talking to, and they're like, hey, you know, this is what we offer. But my dad was definitely inclined towards having me call you afterwards and say, hey, call him. He told me a little bit about you. I was like, yeah, let's check it out. Because Angie is a good, I mean, I'm not saying Angie's been bad to us. They've been amazing. It's just, it's not enough volume for what you pay. It's not worth your the time. You know what I mean? Like,
because
sometimes you pay X amount, right? And you only get one job. Well, you just paid for the app. That's it, right? You don't make any money out of it, and then you still have to pay taxes at the end of it all. You know?
Yeah. But, I mean, how much do you pay per month with them? Like,
I believe it's like 500.
Yeah, 500 per month.
Yeah,
and you're not earning like thousands of dollars. It's not really worth it, right?
I mean, like, put it this way, right? Let's say you call for a job, right, and the job is just to repair a small section of drywall. You're not going to charge $500 to repair that small section. You're going to charge, like, $100, $150 tops, you know what I mean? And what, you made no money if you still have to pay for the app. And then when they pull in large amounts of customers, then that's when it's worth it, right? You can pay whatever amount for the app. But if they're not... You know what I mean? It has to be a win situation for them, because I know you guys have to make money, but also he has to make some kind of money, right?
Yeah, actually, one thing that I've noticed, you know, what was your name? I'm sorry to address you properly.
Oh, Bree. Bree. Like the chief, Bree.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Bree. Mm-hmm. One thing I noticed is, you use Angie's, and we are Google. You know, Google mm-hmm. is much larger than them, so I'm including you on the first page, top of the list of. That's the same mm-hmm. thing that we're talking about. I mean, if you're first top of the list in Angie's, it doesn't work.
That's true, but also with
time.
Google, you gotta. Sorry. Also with Google, like, you also have to build your reviews, because I mean, people go on Google and they're gonna see you don't have good reviews, and that's kind of like not worth it either, you know. I'm not saying he has bad reviews, but it's gonna be,
Yeah, the good thing with us, Local Splash, our companies have partnered with mm-hmm. Not only with Google, but we're three actually: Google, Yelp, and Facebook. So you do have something that will for sure would work for your business, Bree. But you said you're still under contract, and you cannot really if you cancel your contract right away. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would be like a penalty or something, right?
Yeah, correct. Like, because I mean, before this, I used to work in marketing too, so I know like Facebook, Yelp, and all that, and like. It's different when you don't have the corporation to back you up. You know what I mean? Because when you're marketing, you have that corporation to back you up, so you're going to get good reputation, and you're always going to have work. Versus a small company, you have to build your marketing from the ground up, you know? So I get that, and I do want to, I'm doing work too, but I definitely want to call you and talk more about it, because I do want him to go on Google, because I feel like that's way for him to, you know, the first thing somebody does is they're going to be like, oh, I need somebody to fix my drywall. Let me look so-and-so up. And it does help 100% to be one of the first people that pops up, you know?
Yeah, Google for sure works. Mm-hmm. And, I took note here, Bree, you know, we'll call you back by April once you're...
He screenshotted your phone number and your name. He didn't save it on his phone just yet, but he has your information in his phone, though. And he's like, we're calling Mike, okay? I was like, okay, we'll call Mike. We'll call him first. I tried my best to cancel before, but like I said, I was on the phone with Angie trying to negotiate, honestly, and they were like, yeah, nobody, you gotta finish. I was like, all right, I tried. You know, I was like, hey, it's only 2 months. Can I pay less? And they're like, no, it's a contract, sorry. You know, unfortunately, we have to pull through with it. So I was like, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All righty. Mm-hmm.
Well, Bree, thank you so much for your time. For sure, I'll be calling you back by April. And have a great day.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Angel.
No problem, thank you. Okay.
I'll call you back April. Bye-bye.
Sure, absolutely, man. Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.